Walking down the road to the pub. This is the Mark Fox Podcast.
A famous programme controller once told me, but then he also said, as he was pulling Jeremy Carl from his arse, he said, Mark, the best way to do any show is for it to sound like two people talking in the pub. Well, we're going to find out. Let's go to the pub.
A pint of Guinness, please, for me.
And a double gin tonic, please.
Here we are in the pub then, pod six. Here we are in the pub. Alan's drinking mineral water.
Gin tonic, double.
And I'm on the spritzers. Guinness spritzer. Guinness spritzers. And it's pod six. Welcome to pod six. First of all, a bit of an apology on the fact that we didn't do a Christmas pod. But we thought it'd be jumping on the bandwagon. Everybody does a Christmas pod. So we're going to do ours in August.
I think that's acceptable.
So we were going to do Saggy Bollocks, but I keep saying everyone that we're going to do Saggy Bollocks. They don't even know what Saggy Bollocks is after them. But we will do Saggy Bollocks next. This is what happens when it's gone very quiet. Isn't it? They turned the football down.
Someone scored.
Yes, someone scored. It's gone very quiet. So apologies first of all. Then also people on MySpace. Apologies to everybody on MySpace because I'm not really going on there much now. Because, and Alan would explain why. I'd still go on a bit, but it's there's a reason why I don't go on a lot.
Because it's shit?
It is shit.
It is shit. I mean, Murdoch, what the hell have you done, my son?
Tom, it's funny how I can't message anybody, any of my mates or anything like that, or any people that want to talk to, and yet he can, Murdoch, in the middle of my profile site, he can make an advert come up with those two unfunny twats about some banking thing that streams perfectly well.
Yeah, exactly.
Streams perfectly well. And yet if I try and message one of my friends, they don't get anything. They get nothing. And also, for some reason, they just started doing random deleting. Random deleting of profiles.
It's like MySpace roulette, isn't it?
It's like, yeah. You could be deleted tomorrow, who knows. But I always said Tom was a bit of a wanker anyway, and now we know he is. But yeah, I'm still on there. I still try and talk to people. I've got an alternative ID, which is Technoflex, which he hasn't deleted yet. My one's still there. Alan's is still there. But we're still communicating. But if we're a bit quiet, it's not because of anything apart from the fact that Tom's got to get his finger out of his ass. Tom, a.k.a. Murdoch, of course. There are other sites. I was watching Richard and Judy the other night. Have you seen that My Second Life malarkey?
You showed me this, and it's
you need quite a bit of computer sort of memory for this one.
It really is a second life.
And a good. Some people have taken it very seriously, and you can become characters, and you can become different people, or indeed representatives of your real self. And some sad farts actually spend a lot of time on there, don't they? You haven't yet.
No. I was going to say, well,
you give him time.
Are you talking about yourself?
He's going to incorporate into his show, I think.
Definitely.
I haven't actually done any of that yet. It's pod six. We, as I said, I got some great advice once off a boss of mine just before he showed me the door, which I told him needed painting. He said to me, Mark, it's always good, he said. See, she appreciated that joke. She loved that one.
Live audience.
She saw that. She said to she said to me, she said to me,
she, you've got she on the mind, she has got massive breasts.
I don't want to be at all sexist, but the norks on that.
She has got, oh God, that's probably her husband.
Her husband was also 8 months pregnant.
Absolutely massive norks.
Yeah, but we respect her as a woman.
Whatever.
With big boobs. That's another 20,000 people we've lost if we ever had them, which we didn't, so it's all right.
So we're minus 20 now.
Mark, you've been ejected from the big pub house. Please leave.
The bar.
So he said to me, good advice, he said, is it always you should sound like a couple of blokes, which was a bit odd because it was only me, down the pub, having a chat, having a laugh. So here we are, down the pub, having a chat, having a laugh. I haven't thought of anything to talk about, but I did think, what with Alan, the chestless bugle, here with me, and his brand new bit of kit. Do you want to tell him what we've come a long way since we started these podcasts. Do you want to tell him what we recorded? We started with a ratty old, well, we did a couple in a decent studio, but then we started with a bit of a laptop problem. Do you remember that first outdoor one we did?
Yeah. Well, let me
now though, set the scene and I'll drink some Guinness.
Well, let me set the scene. Recently I was well and truly dumped from a quite a high height. So I
thought, your girlfriend packed you in, you mean?
Yeah. So instead of getting all upset, I thought I'd spend all the money I would spend on us on gadgets, and it's got quite addictive. When we first started doing the podcast, we did it on my laptop, which is an old IBM, with some dodgy microphone plugged in, and it kept on going. It wasn't good.
And there were strange ghostly noises coming from across the river.
And the battery kept on running out, and it was an absolute nightmare. We did a few in the studio. Then we got this brand new piece of kit, which was basically a mixing desk where we could play records in and do like a real radio show.
We did Pod 5. You can see it on YouTube still.
Yeah.
To this day.
And there will be more podcasts coming out of that machine. But this is the ultimate recording device.
Explain what it is, Al.
It's the ultimate recording device. I can't really go into too much detail.
Why don't you tell them what it is?
It looks like
it's about as big as a mobile phone.
And you sit it down on the table and it records in stereophonic sound.
Stereo. Do one of your jingles for Pod 6.
This is stereophonic.
No, with the silly puffy voice.
This is stereophonic sound.
No, that's your voice. With the silly puffy voice that you do.
Mark Fox on the podcast. In the pub. In stereo.
Pod 6.
Stereo.
Right, time for a song. I don't know what we're going to play. It's a bit of a gamble.
There's a guy outside who will sing if you like. He's a bit pissed. His team's just won.
That's my dad. He's been dead for 5 years. I don't think he's going to be singing. Right, here's a song, and we'll be back after this for more Pub Laughs.
Two pots of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Two pots of lager and a packet of crisps, please. I'll have two pots of lager and a packet of crisps, please. I'll have some pickled onions and a little bit of cheese, please. Thank you. Two pots of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Two pots of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Two pots of lager and a packet of crisps, please. And I've got all the right money and all that, please. Thank you. Wait, two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Hey, two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. I've been here half hour and I'm getting very thirsty. Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Over here. Wait, two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Why won't you serve me?
Welcome back to Pod 6, 22 identical men with tiny beards, 22 bored people who are getting all their expenses paid, doesn't matter if they win or not, and no questions, apart from one. Has Richard and Judy started on the other side yet? I'll tell you what's been getting... We're talking about telly, right, for a little while.
Yeah, go on.
I'll tell you what really pisses me off at the moment. This... Suddenly, it's come from nowhere, and it's like a cancer on the television. Do you know what I'm going to say?
What, there's so much cancer on
late
television.
Late at night.
Quiz TV?
Quiz television, oh. ITV Play, and all that rubbish.
Fucking hell.
I'm telling you, you can't... And the people who think they're celebrities. Come on, get in play. What do you say? Five answers. The first is box. Now, it's a word before or after box... What is it? I don't know any of the answers. What is the word? Something box. Ding, ding. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, it's Alan.
Alan, how are you, Alan?
I'm all right, thanks, actually.
Something box. Alan, what do you got?
Cardboard
box. It's a good answer. It's not there, Alan. you're all back in play. Back in play. Something. Box.
Can you stare at the screen a little bit longer for about 10 seconds?
And you know he's thinking, what am I going to have to eat when I leave here?
Why am I getting paid so little wages for this?
Chinese is still open on the way home. Something. Box. Something box. Ding, ding. Hello, who's calling?
It's Alan again.
Alan, very good. Remember, Alan, must ask the bill player's permission, and it's 75p a call. Doesn't matter if you get through or not, we want your money. 75p, that's how much it's going to cost you. All right, and ask your mum. What do you say, Alan? What's something box?
Well, I reckon lunch box.
Lunch box, that's a good one. Is it there? Not this time. You're all back in play, you're all back in play. Okay, it's time to go. The top answer there was sparrow.
Sparrow box. No more time now, so the 26 grand won't roll on ever again. It never even existed.
That's right.
We're off down the pub with your money.
See you tomorrow. Who wants to watch that?
You know they got wrapped recently by whoever they are.
Because apparently, well, we don't, not particularly ITV Play, but someone who was doing Quiz TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know if it was ITV Play, but someone, apparently they were cheating a little bit.
Well, it's just, it's absolutely impossible. I've got a friend who actually works.
Sparrow box being an example of the top answer there.
I've got a friend who works for one of these.
They did one with a handbag. Did you hear that one?
No, go on.
One of the things most found in a woman's handbag.
Yes.
And number one was a monkey wrench.
I know how they do it. This is how they do it. They sit down in the production meeting and they'll say, right, the word is going to be, for example, box. And then they come up with the most obvious ones that come into everybody's head. So, lunchbox, cardboard box.
Sparrow.
And then they keep going until they get the most ridiculous ones they never get. And then, so they've got 20, they'll use the last five. It always works. And occasionally they'll throw an easy one in there.
Yeah, that Barry gets. Barry from Hemel Hempstead.
Who's, you can hear in the background, because he's just upstairs.
That's
the studio.
Right. He works there. But like I say, this is not a reflection on ITV Play, but some of course.
Well, not at all. There's so many channels out there, it couldn't be a reflection on them.
So apart from that, and the other thing that gets on my nerves on television is some of the adverts. Sheila's Wills, I used to love that. They've been running it too long now. There's another one on there at the moment. Have you seen it? Where it's for a car. And I don't know how this advertising bloke gets paid for it. What? Where? When? How? Why? Where? When? What? How?
Why?
Sparrow box. Our car. I mean, who sits down? And the advertisers go for these meetings. They sit down and they say, right, we've got 50 grand. No, 50 grand, bollocks, 50 grand. 200 grand.
Yeah.
We want you to think of a fantastic advertising slogan for us for our new car, the Kid Jensen. Right?
The Kid Jensen. It's a little bit old. It's not as good as it used to be. Yeah. But it still goes.
It runs off top 40. And it's hi. Kid Jensen here.
And I'd rock it.
And we want you to think of a great advertising slogan for it. Okay, so you wait 2 weeks. Everybody's excited. They all go into the meeting, sit themselves down. Cup of tea, cup of coffee. Talk about last night's Quiz TV. Won 20 quid. And they go, what do you got for us? He goes, you're going to like this. Have a look at this. Turns on the telly. They're expected to see a representation of something to do with this car. A lot of random pictures come up. Trees, bushes, a house, a woman with a mask on. And this voice comes across the top. How? Where? When? Why? What? What? Now, I don't know about you, but I'd be opening the door, extending my foot, and giving a large kick up someone's fat advertising ass.
Indeed.
Trying to grab my money back as they left. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
That's how much of a life I've got, Al. The adverts really annoy me. There are others I can't remember now. Ugh. The biggest one of all.
Go on.
I know nothing about loans. You dirty fuck. I hate them. Well, piss off then.
But the thing is, he does, because he looks like that type of geezer who's gone down the pub and seen that bloke who
Phil
does,
Tufnell.
Does do
no
the
offense,
loads.
No offence, Phil, but you just look like
No. Retract that. Complete offence. I can't stand you.
No, you dirty, dirty man. You look like you need a wash.
You smelly,
and you
dirty.
Smell. And they've even realised that in the adverts. They say, what can we do to make him look pure and good and great? I know, let's have him drinking water. Last time you drank undiluted anything, mate, was years ago. I would have thought, you stink of Benson and Hedges and whiskey. And the truth is, you do know nothing about loads. Ugh. Right then, another song?
Let's do another song.
Okay, this one is... Who is this one out? This is one of Al's particular favourites.
I hate it when you do that.
Because yeah, we don't know what we're going to play yet. We don't know. I can go home and I can find out what we're going to play. Edit in later, make Al look a complete idiot. Like we did on the other podcast where we made... What did we play? No, that we were going to play the gay one and you said this is something that I tell my mum and dad every time I go and see them. And yet we couldn't find that song because we ended up playing something about burqas and Muslims. So in this current day and age, you probably wouldn't want to do that again, mate.
There'll be no audience when you leave the pub tonight.
Still, Jade Goody might be fat, but at least she's ugly.
Listen to your old pappy.
Yes, pappy.
And stop drinking so much.
I ain't drinking so much drinking, pappy.
Shut up, boy. You drink all day, and you drink all night. And son, you know that that ain't right.
Well, pappy, just give me a chance to explain.
Shut up, boy. Boy, you're looking thin as a twig.
I know, Pappy.
Look like to your dear old Pappy you're bound to blow your wig.
I ain't gonna blow my wig, Pappy.
What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Old Sam sure did something fine when he brought back good whiskey and beer and wine. I love my whiskey and I love my gin. Every time you see me, I'm in my sin. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I went out last night about a 1:30. Thought I'd hoop it up a little bit, you know, and have me a little fun. Got me a 1/2 pint about 2:30. The way I was feeling, you know what I want to do. I got me a pint about 4:30. Felt so good till I went out and got me some more. I got me a pint about 5:30. Man, that was so good, I didn't know whether I was dead or alive. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Well, I've been thinking and I keep drinking. I guess I'm about to lose.
I'll tell you what, I'm just talking about...
Can I just say, no, I've never seen a game like this before.
We've never seen a game like this?
I've never seen a game like this before.
Well, explain.
22 identical boxes. That geezer we were watching the other day. 50p.
Hang on, I'm working with you now.
Yeah, I know.
For 2 weeks.
Some guy, 50p. Deal or no deal? So upsetting.
And he was jumping up and down. And he was jumping up and down like it was a really good thing that he got 50p.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a really good thing that he got 50p.
Yeah, but you know, his 500 million quid expenses probably made it a little bit better.
We've done a television thing now. We should really talk a little bit more about...
A beer? Do you want a beer? I mean, I can go if you like.
Go and get them in. Yeah, I'll drink. Yeah. No, take the beer. Or should I take them on? Will I just talk while you're away?
You won't talk.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm glad he's gone. It gives me a chance to tell you a little bit about how Al's been getting on lately. And it is true. His girlfriend finished with him over Christmas. I'm not sure if she meant to, because she keeps getting in touch with him now. But she, when you say, I don't want you in your life, my life, piss off, you tend to think that's probably the full stop. But anyway, he seems to be doing all right and slowly getting over it. We've nicknamed him Inspector Gadget in our house because he keeps buying computers and gadgets and spending his money in extravagant ways, like taking me out to the pub and buying devices so that I can do the podcast. I'm a bit like Darren Brown. I hint heavily without saying, you know, I say, you're feeling sleepy, you're feeling tired, you want to buy that £200 recorder for me. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're back in the room, look into the eyes, don't look around the eyes. And he's feeling a bit better. We've both been a bit lurgied up lately with this flu and cold. I never used to get ill for longer than about 24 hours, but last couple of weeks, been a bit ill. But feeling better now. He's doing okay. He's got his got some gigs on Capital now. He's doing his stuff at the weekend. He's got his core stuff. I've been doing some jingles for him, stuff like that. And he's better now than he has been. Sometimes he gets a little bit out of his pram, but I just play a little bit of his stuff on the radio back to him and call him Charlie Cheese Bollocks, and that tends to tidy him up for a little bit, and he feels better about things after that, after I've knocked him down off his pedestal, which he should do with your good friends when they're doing really well.
I've got to give his heroin.
Funny thing is, I didn't cough at all until I put this machine on. I wasn't sniffling, I wasn't coughing. I know nothing about loans or identical boxes, or the fact that this is a different game from yesterday. Good films I've watched recently. Rocky, the new Rocky film.
Yo, get a job. Yo, Adrian, I did it for you.
Even though she's dead now. Don't want to ruin the film for anyone, but she's dead in this one. And he's nearly dead, he's very nearly dead, he's 60, but he looks good for it and the film's good. And In Pursuit of Happiness, which is spelt wrong, but don't let that put you off, it is a good film, especially if you get it free by downloading it off the internet, which I do, unless of course you're listening for people who punish people for doing things like that, in which case that was all for artistic temperament and flair, and I would never do anything like that. I bought it from a Chinese man in the local pub, 5 for 20. So anyway, here he comes now. So we'll stop talking about that and pretend we were still talking about the Rocky film.
Considering I'm the one who edits this.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. I was just saying how ill I was and how Rocky wasn't a bad film.
Yeah. All right, sure. Can I just say, I actually quite like to go away when you do the podcast.
Go on then, fuck off.
No, go and get around him, because the thing is, because I love original radio and you are the king of all that type of stuff.
Yes.
When I've sat here, I've already heard it.
Yeah.
So I'll have to go away and listen to it later on. Edit. And trust me, he takes a lot of editing.
Part 6. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the pub. This isn't the pub we usually come to because we don't like it.
But, it's fucking horrible.
really horrible. It's right opposite my house.
Can I just say, ironically, the other place we're going to go is skanky and not very nice. Wallpaper off the wall, very smelly.
Spit and sawdust.
But it's just nice. There's nice people down there, but this place, which is really quite plush. Could almost be a chain. It's just full of wankers.
Chavs. Real. And even the woman with the big breasts has gone now.
Oh.
Hang on. Cashews. Bless you. So,
basically, apologies for not doing a pod at Christmas, but we will do that one in July, remember? I just told him about you doing your gigs on the Capital.
I don't know how I managed that. He's been calling me Charlie Cheeseball all day. I like it. Only because I look a little bit like this. 8:42.
He goes into DJ mode every now and then. There's this guy who's not really a DJ in any sense of the word. It's Alan on the radio. But every now and then, and I used to do it as well, you can't help it. When the microphone's there, you're in a studio, you just can't help it. You think, well, I know, it'll be really good if I talk like this and say 24 big, bold, beautiful minutes to the top of the hour. We've got news next.
Have you noticed it's only ever like over the end of a record and into a record. It's like, that was the wonderful sound of Madonna then. All right?
Because like if you don't like it, you're only going to say, that was the shit Thompson Twins. I want to hate that one. I won't be playing that again. But it's basically DJ mode.
You don't get many cashew nuts, do you? You're not well, mate. You're not well.
Do you know what? I've been ill for ages. I hope that... Listen, please don't sue me if you listen to this and then you get infected. Because, I mean, you're going to have this on your iPod, your earphone. Do you want to open mine?
How did you open yours? Because I've got no strength. Hang on. What do you do?
I don't like it. There's...
Ah.
Basically, you get about three cashew nuts, which have just gone all over the table. Oh, actually, right. You get 10 cashew nuts.
You do get about 10 cashew... You have them too.
Should we do our classic game?
Yeah, it's going to come across well on the tape, isn't it?
Mm,
yeah, you can have that one.
That's mad. I'll
snot it on that.
Good, mate.
About it, really.
Oh.
Still got a pint and a half left, though.
Oh, we can't stop until the pint's gone.
All right. Now, if I send this to Paul Jackson, ideally, he should give me a job, shouldn't he?
Well, technically, it's two blokes talking down the pub.
Yeah.
And it does sound like two blokes talking down the pub.
It does sound like two blokes talking down the pub.
I mean, at the beginning, you've got everything out that you needed to get in a pap cast, but after a couple of pints, I mean, it's just two blokes on the pub.
I mean, initially, it is a Mark Fox podcast, but people have grown to love you in it as well.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to add? Why don't you tell us why you never mention it on your show so that people would listen to it? Maybe.
Well, do you know what? I was thinking this. No, night? I will. I promise you. I'll mention it lots.
Not on your shit show on Core, on the good show on Capital.
Oh, hang on. Oh, hello. Hello. I'm sure it can be done.
You just come back from Scotland.
Oh, bloody hell.
You took a big... Now, just a quick story. This is very funny. Tell him the story about Big Ginger Lee and Scotland.
Big Ginger Lee, my tea boy on my radio show on Core Fresh Hits.
From now on, referred to as the shit show.
The shit show, not the good show.
On Capital.
Habitable Radio.
On 6.
5.8. On Rocket.
Yeah.
So we were doing an outside broadcast from Scotland, and the gag was that me and my newsreader and that bird, that we'd fly up.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly. We'd fly up to Scotland. Quickest way, easy jet, all right.
Quickest way is a plane.
Yeah.
I went into a tube station. It was Highbury and Islington about 10, 15 years ago. You never forget the good heckles, do you? And I said to the bloke, I walked up, and he was one of these blokes who looked really interested in his job, if you know what I mean. Not. His face came down, and during the whole conversation, he never looked up at me. And I said to him through the barred window, where you get your tickets, excuse me, mate, what's the quickest way to get to Baker Street? And without looking up, he went, helicopter. Wanker. Anyway, back to you.
So we're off on our merry way to Scotland. We are flying up, and on the morning before we flew up, we surprised the T-boy, Big Ginger Lee, by saying, here's your ticket. He was like, oh, I'm going to fly, excellent. Ah, budgets don't permit you to fly. Well, budgets did, but Comedy Value didn't.
Yeah, Comedy Value.
So we decided to get him... a ticket for the Megabus. Now, Megabus is a double-decker bus. They've taken all the old buses from London, and basically they drive up the motorway and stop everywhere. Yeah. Birmingham, Manchester.
Phil Tufnell drives it. I know nothing about driving coaches.
And they go everywhere, and it takes 10 hours. The plane takes 45 minutes. Lee took 10 hours. So we caught up.
Already you can see the comedy value in that.
So we caught up with him throughout the day, and he's like, yeah, I'm having fun, you know. It's all right. There should be some video on YouTube at some point. But by the time this is up, search for Big Ginger Lee, Scotland, and Mark Fox and Alan Lake, and you'll find it. So he calls me at 6:30. He's in Edinburgh. We're in Stirling, 40 miles away.
Getting ready to do a show following morning, breakfast show for Cool Radio.
But we were going to go out in Scotland to try, Edinburgh to try and get the feel. I think it's Burns Night, so we're going to celebrate. So I said, Lee, wait there, we'll be an hour. Go to a pub. We get to Edinburgh, I give him a call. Phone switched off. Now I'm thinking, not only is he a T-boy, he's one of my really good mates.
Yeah.
3 hours go by, I've called him 10 times. I'm texting, no delivery reports. I'm calling. I'm extremely worried. I'm thinking, where the hell is he?
My tea.
Yeah, where's my tea? I'm getting really wound up. I've been drinking as well. And I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to do? So we end up going back to Stirling.
Because you don't usually travel 500 miles on a coach that takes 10 hours to ignore someone.
No.
Do you?
I'm really upset because I'm worried, because he's a little bit weird, isn't he? And I'm worried about him, thinking, God, I hope he hasn't been stabbed or something. And
the only thing good he's got going for him is he's 6'8".
So every 15 minutes during the night, every 15, 20 minutes, my body, because you know how anxious person I am, I'm waking up and I'm ringing his phone. I called him 52 times.
50, and we're not exaggerating.
No, 52 times.
I've told you 1,000 times not to exaggerate.
6 o'clock in the morning, I finally get up, have a shower, call him again, then go to this house we're broadcasting live from, just outside Stirling in Scotland. And I say on the radio, we've not heard from Big Ginger Lee. I don't know what to do. We're going to have to call the police. We don't hear from him within an hour. My boss calls me, not my boss, the big boss calls me and says, look,
this won't look good.
Yeah, this is not going to be...
all the stunts that haven't worked on the radio. The BRMB ice thing, that was fun. Right, the American one. Well, let's drink a load of water and watch one of the listeners die.
Wee for a
that
wee.
That was fun, right? And this one, the disappearance of Big Ginger Lee.
It didn't look good.
Not going to look good.
He's never been missing for this long, so I'm actually cacking it now. The boss says to me, you've got to find him. I'm going to phone the police. And I said, well, just give me 10 minutes. I'm halfway through a link on the radio, stuttering all over the place, because I am shitting myself, thinking, where the hell is he? God, he must be dead. Phone rings. It's Big Ginger Lee. We get him on the air. This is apparently what happened. So Lee was waiting for us for an hour. I stupidly said to him,
"This really can only be appreciated by when you go hear this. Go onto the YouTube, clock a look at Lee. It all becomes apparent."
So
he knows nothing about loans.
No. He calls me and he can barely speak. He's, where are you, Lee? Where are you? I'm in a travel lodge in Edinburgh. First of all, my management had paid £100 to put him up in a 4-star hotel that night, right. So they weren't happy. No. But, you know, he's alive. What are you doing in a travel lodge? What happened last night?
A good question. Why are you in a travel lodge in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Instead of a house in Stirling?
I waited for you for an hour and then you said, all on me, to go to the pub. And I put my bags behind the bar and I went out to the pub. I can't remember anything apart from dancing on a stage.
You didn't say go out and get fucking bladdered, did you?
Go out on a stage and I danced with a guy with bagpipes and tried to take him off him, but then he made me leave and I had to leave and I forgot my bags and went back later on and got my bag. I can't remember what happened after that. All I remember at one point was this fat girl taking my top off, and I don't like people seeing my top.
He'd done that great thing that we all do in our life. Yeah, at least once, I think. You must have done it, Mark. I know I have. You go out, you get so fucked that the next day you're thinking...
No, but Ginger Lee beats me in one respect. I've never got so far. I've often woken up and thought, where am I? And then I realise I'm somewhere like a mate's house or something. Never done it and ended up in Scotland.
The initial reason...
I'd probably remember the 10-hour journey.
The initial reason he was calling me, and I do believe this, because he saw the missed calls on his phone. He saw the missed calls on his phone and he didn't actually know, because he looked at the window, didn't recognise anything. He didn't know where he was. He couldn't work out where he was. And
he was hoping you'd be able to tell him then, even though he didn't remember he was up there with you.
I said to him,
you're like Big Ginger Lee's sat nav.
I said, you're in Scotland. I don't know where you are, but you're in Scotland.
Can you narrow it down for us, Big Ginger Lee? Yeah, there's a bloke with bagpipes.
And the way we worked out which travel lodge it was by him going to the back of the door and seeing
and reading the fucking sign.
No, seeing the fire plan in case of an emergency. Leave via the Edinburgh Central. Right. Yeah, I'm in Edinburgh. Fucking hell.
So, I understand you're going to New York next week.
Well, I'm going to fly. It's going to take 8 hours. Lee's taking the Titanic.
I know nothing about loans.
I hear the Titanic's a good way to travel.
We got to go. We got more drink to drink, and then we got to go off like a bag of prawns in the heat. We're having a bride's nighty. Thank you for joining us. The pod in the pub, pod 6. You can't say it didn't sound like two blokes having a laugh in the pub, because that's what it was. We'll be back for pod 7. I won't say when, because I'll only end up lying. It could be tomorrow.
How long will we be doing this for now? It's nearly a year.
35 minutes. I know nothing about loans. 22 identical boxes. Right, take it easy. We're off like a band of them. Done that one. Got anything to say before we go?
Squirrel box.
It's top answer.
Hi Mark, I brought you into the office to talk about this week's podcast.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure about the thing about squirrels.
I know nothing about podcasts.
As you know, as a podcast, we've been trying to support squirrels over the last couple of months. And to say, well, just to associate them with boxes, I think it doesn't kind of give the free urban spirit squirrel thing we're going for here at the Mark Fox podcast.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But what I was trying to do was turn the whole squirrel thing on its head, if you like.
Okay.
Vis-a-vis, c'est la vie, avec une timbre, the pen of my aunt. So if you can see what I see, then you'll know what I know. And that's why I would say to you that what I did for love.
Now, a less pressing subject, but it has been brought up in the management meeting. That racist thing you said about Shilpa Shetty?
Now, what I actually said was, how'd you fancy going for an Indian? And you said, with a pitchfork.
There'll be no audience when you leave the pub, do they?